All right. All right, sit down. Living a life that gives evidence to your highest self. Living a life like the very life you live. The very life, your presence in a room, your personality, you, the real you, the being, whoever it is, because it ain't your body. You know that, right? I don't know the fucking answer to that, but I know it ain't your body. Because my body and me are going different directions right now as I hit 50 years old. It ain't responding like it used to when I was 30. But me, I'm not in this thing, man. I'm in a different place. But living a life that gives evidence. So if I follow you around, if I look at what you're doing, if I look at what you're browsing, if I look at what you're reading when you're alone, if I look at, and I'm not talking about the little weird things that you do, the porn that you watch or the drugs that you take, whatever it is that gets you through the day, I'm not passing judgment on that. I'm talking about the real you. The real that you live your life day in, day out, 5 days. What do you guys work? 5 days a week? Dude, I haven't had a job in 20 years. I've never been on a job interview. They don't interview to join the Army. I've been on a promotion board. I've stood before people who interviewed me to get a promotion, but I already had the job, right? I've never been on a job interview. I've never filled out a resume. I got my job at Kentucky Fried Chicken when I was a kid because I knew a dude that worked there. So I'm just saying I've never done that part. I don't work 8 to 5 or Tuesday to Saturday. I don't do any of that. I try to live every single day giving evidence to doing what I'm doing. I am trying to build and grow my empire and be held accountable to it, not in some fucking box that someone else created for me where I'll work until you decide to tell me, until you say, hey, you're too old, here's your Social Security check, now go sit down. I'm not confined within that structure. And so I'm trying to live a life that gives evidence to the who is Gerald Peters. If you can go look, you'll see. Go look on my Instagram. Who am I? I'm a preacher of prosperity. Preacher of prosperity. And I'm on this journey like everyone else. In my ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke. I say ebook, it's a physical book too. The ebook is free. My gift, me to you, completely free. You want the physical? I would love to sign you a copy and send it to you. If you like my content, that would be a nice thing to do, to buy it. I make 10 bucks. 10 bucks ain't a lot of money, but you sell 1,000 of them and it's a lot of money, right? And it don't matter how much money you have, anybody can use an extra $10,000. So, but it's free. Why? Because the book gives evidence. So when I'm gone, my great-grandkids can see. I don't have that. I don't know what my grandfather, what his real, I know what they tell me, but I don't see any evidence. There's no fucking books. There's no recordings. He didn't leave any notes for me. He didn't say, hey, whoever comes after me, here's a good plan for you. Nobody gave me a plan. I'm richer than anyone ever, as far back as I know, in my family. And I just started. Like, you know how young I feel at this game, this money game at 49 years old? I'm just getting going. Holy fuck. I'm so much smarter now than I was. Dude, from 20 to 30, I was an idiot. And then around 29 years old, I had an awakening, an epiphany. The universe, the clouds broke, and like the Apostle Paul, I had a moment. And I realized I didn't have to live this way anymore. Just because I was born and grew up in a trailer, I was actually born in Texas, but I grew up in a trailer park in Arkansas in my early foundational. That's the foundation. It's built upon poverty and lack and me not having and my mom not being able to provide. And then luckily she met a man who raised our standards a little bit, and we went from a single wide to a double wide. High cotton. We're doing good now. We moved into a trailer park that had a swimming pool at one time for all the residents. And so if you were 9 years old, wanted to go down there and take an ass whooping from the teenager kids, you could go use the pool. But me and my friends didn't do that a lot. And so it's not like we're not starving, but we don't have shit. No one's going to have shit. You work till you can't work anymore. Keep your life simple. Get sick and die. That's it. That's the pattern. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to live a life that give evidence to my highest self, to my greatest ideas. And so I began to share people with this message that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, could build wealth and grow in 7 to 10 years. I don't care if you work at Home Depot, drive for UPS, or you're a doctor. The universal laws of building wealth apply to every single one of you. Nobody gets an out. You're black? Same. White? Same. Single mom? Same. Nothing fucking changes for anyone. The rules of wealth are the same. And that's a good thing. Because we're all playing the same. We're all playing the same game. Add a zero, take away a zero. You think poor people are the only people that do dumb shit with their money? Watch the Kardashians. Human beings do dumb shit with their money. And poor people will sit in judgment. Oh, look how they waste their money. Look how you waste your money! And so there's no value in criticizing others. And yet I do it. And yet I do it. I criticize people all the time. I pass judgment on people all the time. Can't help it. And there's no value in it. And it's not my highest self. And so I want to live a life that gives evidence to my highest self. And so I hold myself accountable to this idea of the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number one, how you think is everything. It's not a good fucking idea. It's everything. How you think is everything. And you know you meet someone with a broken fucking mind when you talk to them. It's evidence. Because whether you like it or not, you live a life to show. You live a life. There's evidence. You're living a life that leaves evidence to your highest self. And so if you drop dead right now and we go through your phone, we start going through your books, looking at your fucking emails, the website you go to, am I going to say, damn, this was a dude trying to get rich? Or am I going to say, look at this. This was a dude that wasted a lot of fucking time with a lot of mental masturbation, doing dumb shit that wasn't benefiting anyone, him or people around him. That you actually fell short of your duty. Yesterday on my story, I talked about your reason for living. I didn't know, it's a video. Your purpose in life is the same as my purpose in life. Everyone's is the same. Everyone's fucking purpose is the same. You don't need to go look for it. You weren't born to do something special. You know what your purpose is? Fix problems. Fix problems. Your loved ones have problems. Fix them. That's your purpose. That's the glue that holds humanity together. The law of attraction isn't complicated. It's the law of love. Jesus said you could summarize all of this in two things. You don't even need the book. You don't even need to go to church. You know what it is? Love God. And love your fellow man as yourself. Love. The law of attraction is love. What you love is attracted to you because you first loved it. Simple. And people say, well, I don't understand stocks. I can't. Yeah, because you don't love them. Of course you don't. Stop saying stupid shit. That's called being aware. It's called living your life to give evidence to the highest self. And what is their most people's highest self? Stupid level. Like they're talking about dumb things. Which asset class is better? What should I do for a living? When should I do this? All these, as if one decision actually matters in the grand scheme of 100 years. Jesus, you're going to live so long. And people are so impatient. When yourself becomes the cause, you actually begin to become a walking reward. When you become the cause. First, with your mind. Pillar number 10, take full responsibility. And there's a bunch in the center. But much like Christianity, this shit can be summed up in two. How you think, take full responsibility. Fixes everything. We don't even need to talk about the other eight. The other eight become obvious when you do the first and the last. See, it becomes real easy to be a Christian if you love everyone as you love yourself and you love God. Like, the shit gets real easy. You don't need to argue about anything. Because those two things sum up everything. In all religions. Everywhere on planet Earth. And so life becomes real simple. What is the evidence that if I met you, I would be taken away with? Is there evidence to back the things that you say? When you become the cause, when you stand 10 feet tall, your words become healing to other people. When you become the cause for prosperity in your family, when you stand up straight because you know what you're doing, you've studied, you've applied yourself, and you begin the cause. We live in a world of cause and like effect, right? If you plant corn, you reap corn, not potatoes. So we don't have to be confused. Which asset class? What should I do? Just do one and do it really good. And then go do another and do it really good. And then another and do it really good. And then, oh, look back over here. Here's the deal now. And you grow. How you think is everything. The desire, that desire that you feel, that you want, that's potential seeking expression. That desire, it wants to come out. It wants to express itself. It wants to leave evidence. What you tell yourself you can do, the things you begin to tell yourself you can do, the evidence that you began to leave, the crumbs that fall from your table, just mirror through everyone who comes within 100 feet. In other words, people can take my book and read it and go, holy shit, this looks pretty simple. I can do this. Somehow, by me sharing words, I empowered them. Tell me I don't get karma for that. Tell me if you don't bump into me, we never speak, but you read my book and you change your life and we never have a conversation. You don't think I get paid on that 40 years from now? Of course I do. Because the universe is going to right that wrong. And you say, what do you mean? Well, that guy never paid for content. He don't have to. Somebody else will. The universe is going to open doors for you. It's desire. Desire is the potential. That's the seed. They don't even understand why seeds grow. And yet, add water and light, and here you go. But the thing about growing corn, it's really stupid simple. You just bend over and stick it in about an inch. All you got to do to buy a stock is click a fucking button. That's it. But all the stuff in your ears that gets you twisted, and lifestyle and people around you and the world and the demons and the devils and everything that surrounds you and the hardships of life just come in and they pick up that seed and they fly away. And there's no evidence. And yet you had desire, which is potential trying to express itself. And you didn't shoo off the birds. And they came and they took your seed. But see, tomorrow's Monday. And the beautiful thing about being a human being and living in this planet and the world that we live in is tomorrow you get to do it again. And so tomorrow you can start this day with evidence. See, if you're a workout fanatic and you got the abs and the uns, there's evidence. I can see your arms. I can see your stomach. Evidence. And so you talk this game, you want to build wealth, but where's the fucking evidence? Where's the evidence? Everyone that comes around me, literally, to a T, says, how could you work so hard? Like, what are you doing? When I talk about this, I freak people out. Leave my house at 6, come back at 10. That freaks people out. That I would do that and I have no boss. I have millions of fucking dollars and I leave my house and do that. Why? To paint. And some people would say, well, that seems like such a waste of... And you know what? The people saying it have less money than me. So I don't give a fuck about your opinion. Because you don't have evidence that I have. We're not trying to do the same thing. We're not trying to go to the same place. I don't even know if we have the same God. So show me your evidence. And they say, well, look, he's got a beautiful house. And anybody can buy that. Down payment, good credit score, you got a house. That's okay. And they say, but Gerald, he has a nice car. Okay. You don't think stupid people can get car payments? That's not evidence. Could be, but not necessarily. Could be. Could absolutely be, but maybe not. See, the devil looks like an angel in disguise. Shit isn't as always as rosy as it seems. You ever notice the YouTube marketers and the Instagram marketers that you're most attracted to? You ever notice they don't ever show you them working? Yeah, nobody's ever working. It's just all bullshit. Now, I'm not saying these people didn't earn their money or didn't make it. Most of them have made a lot more than me. That's not what I'm saying. I don't see evidence that's real. When you're at work, grinding it, doing it, that's evidence. That's real, right? Loans and borrowed money and other people's shit. Goddamn, I can't express to you guys. I've been through 3 of these cycles now. I'm old, dude. I'm almost 50. These people blow out all the time. It's normally about every 10 years we get a new. I'm on my 3rd round of gurus. You think Grant Cardone's the very first motherfucker to come along selling real estate? I've got bookshelves of these people. And then they blow out. Because it was all bullshit, it was fake, it was other people's money. And it was borrowed, and it was loaned, and it was leased, and it looked like a lot of fun for about 10 years. And then they blow out. I get kids that DM me, they got 8 fucking properties and want to lecture me on how to do properties. Dude, you've only gone straight up. The market's gone straight up for 12 years. A monkey could do it now. Let's see what happens when you got to lower your rent by $200 and your house sits fucking vacant for 5 months and then a tornado hits 2 and takes them out. Oh, and you lose your job and 3 or 4 people quit and then there's a stock market crash. Let me see where you are then. Then lecture me about other people's money when the bank ain't fucking loaning money anymore. Talk to me then. Do not listen to people who've only lived on one side of the exchange. In other words, in a bear market, guess what happens at the end? Lots of books being written on short selling. Short selling's the way to go. You can make a fucking fortune short selling, a la 2009, 2010, because of a few outlier short sellers who made a bazillion dollars shorting the housing market, and not a single one of them do you know their name anymore. These were household fucking names 10 years ago, and you don't even know who they are. They made movies about them. The Big Short, where the fuck is that guy? He hasn't done shit since. Lost his ass in gold. Outliers. And yet people model them. Units, apartments only. Units, apartments only. Led around like little lambs to the slaughter. You know all the dumbasses that have moved exclusively into apartment buildings because some rich guru told them to do it? You know how fucking stupid these people are going to look when the economy turns and those Class A apartments with those giant fucking swimming pools and all that stuff, and they can't do it because they're running an 80% vacancy because the economy's hit, we've gone into a fucking recession. You know what happens to those? The rents come down. Guess what happens? They blow out, and guess who steps in to buy them? People like Warren Buffett, hedge funds, Blackstone, they buy them out. The cycle goes over and over and over, and we have an entire generation of age 20 to 35 who are too fucking stupid to understand this. And they've been listening to people who have no... Where was these people 20 years ago? Were they selling real estate courses? No! You have people selling you Bitcoin and other dumb shit. At some point, listen, you have to give, your life has to give evidence to something besides mental fucking masturbation, which is what Forex is, cryptocurrency. All this shit is just, that's what that is. It's not wealth. Why do you think Warren Buffett doesn't buy it? They'll say, well, he has too much money. That doesn't even make sense. Money's unlimited. He doesn't have too much. He's not only invested in America, it's the whole fucking planet. He doesn't invest in it because it's bullshit. The only people propping this up are marketers. Remove the marketer and then tell me, do you know anyone who's doing that? Is there anyone on your street who got rich in penny stocks? No! It's just fucking gurus online. But it looks like a quick fix. I write about this in my book. The lure of get rich quick. And so you spend a decade doing that, I know, because I did this. And the difference between knowledge and wisdom is when you can hear some shit and apply it. Knowledge is you watch it and go, yeah, I know that. I'm knowledgeable of how to do a push-up. Doing a push-up is a little different, right? So you can know all kinds of shit and it doesn't make... That's the difference between knowing something and applied knowledge. Applied knowledge means you learn it, you fucking do it. That's called wisdom. You're wise when you can see what someone else does and goes, well, I'm not going to do that. Because you use your brain and you apply it. Now that's called wisdom. And it's not the same as knowledge. So you can be smart, super smart, and dumb at the same time. You can be... Long-term capital management went bust in 1998, 2000, almost took the entire world's financial exchange down, and they had two Nobel Peace Prize winners for mathematics on their fund. Two of them. They went bankrupt. Because they were smart, but they weren't wise. You want to live a life that gives evidence to your highest self. Your highest self. Hey, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, appreciate your support. Leave a comment, subscribe to the show. That'd be awesome. Hit me up on Instagram with any questions. If you haven't gotten a copy of my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, you can do that. You can also order a physical copy. I'd be happy to personally sign it, ship it out to you. Also, I have a book entitled The Money Flow if you want to take your stock investing to, let's call it a little bit higher level. shows you exactly how I pinpoint and my entries and take profits and exits. That one's not free. It's $25. As always, peace.